WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, in partnership with the federal government and local faith leaders and community groups, New Jersey is working to make sure some of the state's most vulnerable populations have access to the COVID-19 vaccines. In addition to operating vaccine pop-up sites, State Health Commissioner Judy Persichilli says community health care workers will be deployed into hard-to-reach communities, particularly in urban areas,
to educate and to help with registration and support access to the vaccination sites.
The current phase of the vaccination community sites are in Trenton, Somerset, Elizabeth, Vineland, and Patterson, with Persichilli adding that 15,000 residents from each community will be vaccinated by the end of March through these sites. One of the featured speakers at CPAC, this weekend's gathering of conservative activists in Orlando, is Ian Smith, co-owner of the Attilis Gym in South Jersey. Smith is the one who openly defied Governor Murphy's pandemic orders, racking up $123,000 in fines. Smith tells NJ.com he's a crusader for all small business owners hurt by the lockdown. A 47-year-old Boundbrook man is indicted on 2 charges of attempted murder, more than a year after authorities say he used his SUV to deliberately strike 2 men in the parking lot of a train station. William Hoke and the victims were at a bar before the incident unfolded on the morning of December 20th, 2019. Surveillance footage shows Hoke drove back and forth before hitting the pair. 3 more in-person transactions at Jersey MVC facilities will require an appointment starting Monday. New driver permits, non-driver IDs, and commercial driver's license, learner permits, and endorsements under a separate appointment category. There are additional changes for drivers who want to change the name on their license and those applying for a probationary one. Discovering New Jersey. Once a month, we are profiling some of the things you may not know about the Garden State. The Popcorn Park Animal Refuge in Forked River focuses on taking in animals who can no longer be cared for by other facilities. You can get pretty close to these creatures, says Director John Bergman. And, of course, the name of the park comes into play.
There are feeding chutes for some of our hoof stock, you know, our goats and our sheep, where, you know, it's a chute that goes right down and you can put your popcorn or grains in there. So you do get a lot closer to animals here.
The Associated Humane Society's Popcorn Park's partner runs a popular dog and cat shelter. Do you have something else for us to discover about New Jersey? Let us know at our website, nj1015.com. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. Breaking out our umbrellas for the weekend, Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next.
This is Eric Scott.
I'm Dean Alfalamia.
I'm Michael Simon.
I'm Dan Alexander.
I'm Aaron Vogt.
I'm Sergio Bichette.
These are the voices of New Jersey 101.5's news and digital departments. They are people on the streets, on the web, and on the air, all covering Garden State news for you.
I'm Chad Robison.
I'm Jen Ursulo.
I'm David Mathau.
I'm Annette Petruccioni.
I'm Patrick Lab.
From your neighborhood to the State House, they're here bringing you the information you need. Count on New Jersey 101.5, your trusted news source, on the air, on our app, and on nj1015.com.
405, now New Jersey 101.5, fast traffic.
All right, watch out on the parkway as you go south, coming in towards exit 90 in Lakewood. It's a crash on the shoulder, so no lanes are blocked. Northbound parkway crowding up at 143 to 145. We're doing pretty well on the turnpike. 1 and 9 through Newark, you've got some delays coming south down past Wilson Avenue. 24 east coming into 78 is a bit slow. And police activity in the right lane as you go north on 287 in Riverdale between exit 53 and 55. Any word of a closure on 206 up in the Andover-Newton vicinity? This is a tractor-trailer car collision. Looks like a follow investigation, so avoid 206 up towards Newton. Also, Route 80 on the weekend getaway, slow traffic at exit 37 to 35. And leaving New Jersey, much better at the Holland Tunnel. Emergency construction wrapped up. Tom Rivers, New Jersey traffic north.
Jill Myra, New Jersey traffic south, 55 northbound crawls from Deptford to 42. And we have delays at 42 south from 676 down through to Creek Road and 295 southbound. It's backed up from exit 32 and the Cherry Hill area all the way down to exit 26. We had a car broken down by exit 31, and that kind of just made this a big fat delay. 295 southbound exit 32 down to exit 26. New Jersey fast traffic every 15 minutes. Next report 418 on New Jersey 101.5.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones closed down 470 points. New Jersey 101.5 news time 407.
New Jersey 101.5 is throwing a house party tonight at 7.
On the radio.
Join us for Jersey's biggest house party.
Hi, it's Big Joe Henry, and I'll be playing your favorite party songs by request all night long. Call me at 1-800-283-1015 or hit me up on our station app.
Kick off your weekend with Big Joe Henry's house party starting at 7 tonight on New Jersey 101.5.
409, now New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
Umbrellas at the ready as we head into this final weekend of February. It is a generally wet forecast for the weekend, but I still think you'll find pockets of dry weather to enjoy some fresh air along the way. Increasing clouds tonight with showers arriving eventually late this evening. Lows fall into the mid-30s, and it's going to be mainly rain here. The exception is northwestern New Jersey, where we'll see some snow tomorrow morning, maybe even up to an inch of accumulation there. Again, for most of the state, just liquid rainfall. Looks to be from morning through midday tomorrow before we dry out in the afternoon. It will be mild tomorrow, with highs ranging from the mid-40s in North Jersey to the mid-50s in South Jersey. More rain likely throughout the daytime hours on Sunday, with highs settling in the upper 40s. And then on Monday morning, we'll see one final round of rain showers, with highs around 50, then turning windy and colder into Monday night. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Newton 41 degrees, Cherry Hill 47, Elizabeth 47, New Jersey 101.5 is your COVID-19 vaccination information station. Go to nj1015.com/coronavirus to find out how you can make an appointment and for a list of vaccination sites in your area, only at nj1015.com/coronavirus.
New Jersey.